Item 3, from the Office of the Sheriff and the Superintendent, House of Correction, providing a verbal update on the provision of inmate medical and mental health services at county correctional facilities. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Superintendent Hafeman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Just to bring you up to date since we last met, the program is moving forward. All the command staff, or that's not the proper term, all the administrative staff are in place. The medical director is in place. The director of mental health is in place. The chief psychiatrist is there. We actually recently lost a psychiatrist who was a county employee, but Armour was able to replace that position within 2 weeks from the time that that person left employment. So we even have the psychiatrist in place. For the most part, the staffing is there. We're short a couple of positions. We're short 0.7 RN. We're short a few LPNs and some nurse practitioner positions. That Armour is in the process of hiring. That is moving forward. In fact, for the first 90 days of the contract, which was signed, there was no reduction if all the positions weren't in place. But with the bill that we have for October, there will be a reduction in the payment because not all the positions are in place. But again, we have the majority of them in place, and so far the whole process has been moving forward. As far as services provided, there has been no issues with the medical services that they provided at both the county jail that I'm aware of and at the House of Correction. I can tell you that since we signed the contract and they've taken over, I've only received one complaint from a citizen regarding medical care that was provided to an inmate at the HOC. We investigated that complaint, and actually it turned out to be groundless. It wasn't that the individual didn't receive the medical care, it's that the inmate in question refused medical care, and they just omitted telling that to their family member. So again, as far as I'm concerned, from my perspective, this whole process is moving forward. So far, there's been no issues, again, with the medical care or with keeping all the staff in place. So I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Supervisor Weisson, did you have questions?
Just one, I guess, request. Instead of these being for verbal reports, we have, I just feel more comfortable having something written on my paper. Mental health is a huge issue. It's got a lot of moving parts. I appreciate the report today, but in the future reports, could we have something documented so we can refer back to it? Like I said, so it's easier to keep track of all the moving parts.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, is this an ongoing item, monthly item?
Well, I skip. Yeah. This is, I think, our second time that I've scheduled it. This time was a request of several supervisors who wanted an update on it. We hadn't heard about it in a while. I'm not sure that you've ever given a written report on it.
No, I don't believe we have. It's basically been just a verbal update on how the process was going. I think the last time was in June, and then again we were asked to do this again this time.
Could we have that for December cycle then? I'd like to request that now, that we would have a sort of an end of the year written report on how this transition and how it's gone year to date. Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Attorney Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had one quick comment. Supervisor Weishon's comment brought it to mind. The Community Justice Coordinating Council recently had a large meeting. Their executive committee, there were 200 people there, and Armour staff, the administrative staff, has been making an effort to outreach in the community. They were there as well, so they had 4 or 5 people there. I think the superintendent there was there, the sheriff's office was there, we were there, and so they're making an effort to get connected with the various entities out in the community as well, because of the mental health issue, to try to integrate care in the detention system with the community as well. So they're trying to learn the area, if I can put it that way.
And just to follow through on that, you know, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, one thing you have to keep in mind, too, is we had Dr. Shansky, who is the consent decree monitor, actually came in and reviewed his report. This was the first time in which there were no categories that were not in noncompliance. So we were either in complete compliance or partial compliance in all the categories that he reviews. And a lot of that has to do with the work that Armour's been done. They do, and going with Attorney Grace, that they do take mental health very seriously. Again, we had the director of mental health in place, the chief psychiatrist, And when we lost that psychiatrist, you know, it can take a long time to get somebody replaced, but they had somebody there within 2 weeks.
Okay, appreciate that. Perhaps you could attach Dr. Shansky's latest report to your next update, and that can be shared so that we're all up to speed. Supervisor Weishan.
Has there been a level of friction between we were concerned about having county employees and then the private armor employees in that interaction, and you had mentioned that we had lost a doctor who was a county employee and now he's been replaced by a non-county person. Could you elaborate a little bit on that dynamic and that connection?
Well, I can say that, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can say that the majority of the county employees have embraced armor's management and have no issues. There is a small minority that have disagreed with the management style at times. One of the things we do to mitigate that is we've met with those employees. We've met with the employees individually to work out any differences they've had. We also conducted a meeting in which we had HR personnel there, armor personnel, and all the county nursing staff at the HOC to address any concerns in an open forum where they could address their concerns, complaints, and have questions asked of us, asked of the armor personnel. So we address that. I mean, I would say for the majority, they do accept it. I have not received any formal complaints from any county employees since they've taken over. If there is an issue, again, we turn it over to HR initially. So, I mean, we do take that very seriously, and I would say right now for the majority, it's going quite smoothly.
With this physician who left, was that because of any disagreement between the management, or was it just,
I didn't meet with the psychiatrist. In his letter of resignation, he basically mentioned that he was to move on to other opportunities.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And then what's the status of in the budget? Is there just the appropriation for a year's worth of contract, or what is the proposal embedded there for armor?
For the 2014 budget?
Yeah.
One of the increases is we've looked at for our mobile medical, which provides our dental services. That was done separately outside the contract, and the cost to the county for that was $380,000 per year. We asked Armor to bid on that, and they were able to do it for $299,000. So we'll actually be turning that over to Armor if the budget is approved. So it's actually a reduction from what we would have originally budgeted. Other than that, the only thing that's in the budget is to continue the services that were the original contract. There occasionally has to be an adjustment because if a county employee leaves employment, that person is replaced by an armor employee. So if there's a large number of armor employees who were formerly county employees, again, armor's contract would increase because they're paying for more staff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other questions from committee? Supervisor Rainey. It's next, yeah. Enthusiastic. All right. Seeing no other questions, I appreciate that, and we'll see you back in December with a written report, an update. Thank you.
Item 4.
Item 4, please.